Today's jazz singers explore a very different repertoire than their forebears a generation or two earlier, incorporating songs that were once dismissed as pop music fare. Jonathan Courant represents a new generation that has learned as much from the Beatles and James Taylor as it has from the jazz standards that have long been the jazz singer's bread and butter. Jonathan's performing in our Atherton Performance Space tomorrow evening. He's with us in our studio. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
What drew you toward this particular idiom as a singer?
Well, I think you can sink your teeth into it. So it was also just, I don't know if I chose it. I think it kind of chose me.
That's often the case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just took it and ran with it.
And in the course of doing that, picked material that, you know, came your way. You just picked your favorite songs that had come your way as a younger, you know, younger musician.
Yeah, well, I've dug deep songs from, you know, Duke Ellington and even from some of the ones that Monk wrote. Mm-hmm. I love doing some of those that have lyrics to them that are a little more far out. But when coming to record an album, I kind of wanted to do things that hadn't been re-recorded, you know, 10,000 times by various artists. So,
well, that's the trouble for a jazz singer of the younger generation, is that, you know, How High the Moon and Stella by Starlight have kind of been done, and done pretty well, right?
Yes, yeah.
It's tough to follow Sarah Vaughan or
Ella Fitzgerald, or, yeah.
Exactly.
So she's celebrating her centennial year this year, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's how I picked it, really, and I wanted to pick things that I thought would perk people's interests and that I could kind of put my own spin on it.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear a sample of a song you did that is an example of a jazz instrumental that's had lyrics put on. This is Horace Silver's Doodlin'.
I'm very busy doodlin' away. Do you doodle all day? Set the waiter in his way. Do you doodle all night? I told the waiter he was right in your doodlin' away. That's the way I'm gonna stay. Are you painting things right? Doodling sheds a lot of light. I don't know what to do. Ain't nothing you can do. Doodling you, doodling's all I wanna do. That is for true. Why does every single thing I see look exactly?
That I believe that particular song started as an instrumental.
Yes, it did, and then later John Hendricks.
That's a John Hendricks lyric.
Yeah.
You can sort of tell, can't you?
Yeah, you can tell. I was actually, it was like the day before my recording session for this album, and I heard that song, and I'd known it for years. I just hadn't thought about it in a while, and I said, oh, I got to throw that on there. That's too much fun not to.
Yeah.
It's got a fun story, and it's fun to sing. Singing night after night in clubs, that's one I never get sick of singing, and
yeah.
I almost can't finish a night without doing it. A lot of people request me to do that one.
It takes pretty serious vocal chops, because it's, you know, you have to sort of move around with the kind of resilience of a saxophone, of an instrumentalist.
Yeah, you know? Definitely.
But that's part of the whole discipline of being a jazz singer. That's kind of what makes a jazz singer a different kind of singer, doesn't it?
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Here's another song that actually I came to know this song as part of the blues repertoire, as kind of a Ray Charles song. This is Please Send Me Someone to Love.
Please send me someone to love. Show the world how to get along. Peace will enter when hate is gone. And if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love.
Yeah.
Pretty relevant song, and, you know, that's a song that was relevant when it was written in the 50s, and is kind of, you can apply it to just about any time.
Totally,
you?
Yeah. I really like George Shearing's instrumental recording of it, and that's got that more like bluesy swing feel.
Yeah.
I thought that the lyric on it was such a positive message, so I put it at the end of the CD, mm-hmm. and rather than having the whole band on it, I thought to kind of leave the listener with almost a lullaby,
yeah,
and something positive to kind of think about at the end of the album. So that's why.
When you're accompanied by just guitar, does that give you a lot of more room in a sense?
In a way, yeah. Not that I stretched it on that, because I wanted it to have a simple kind of lullaby kind of feel to it.
Well, it comes across with intimacy.
Yeah. When I play with a combo that's like a trio or something smaller, I do find I have to sing a lot more to fill the gaps. When you play with a big band or with a symphony, you really don't have to work too hard.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of other people striving to be heard at the same time, right?
Yeah. So, but I prefer like a 4 to 5 piece band.
Yeah. What are you going to have tomorrow?
Tomorrow there's just 3 of us. Uh-huh. Yeah, piano, bass, and vocals.
What kind of material are you going to be performing?
Well, I'll be doing some things off this album. Mm-hmm. And I've got 2 new albums I'm working on that'll be released in 2018. And then tomorrow night I've also got some golden standards that everybody I think will recognize and love, some crowd pleasers, and then some newer things and some obscure things. So a mix of different things.
Yeah.
During a themed show, variety show thing I did in Vegas, I was asked to sing Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball. So somebody, I guess, called in or something and asked if I would sing that tomorrow night. So I didn't bring it with me, but I'm going to dig it up and probably do it. But it's not anything like her version. It's a bossa nova, and we swing the chorus.
It still is a bit of a stretch for a jazz singer, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Hey, thanks very much for your, I think we'll look forward to your concert, but thanks very much for coming in.
Yeah, my pleasure. I look forward to performing here tomorrow evening.
First time in Hawaii?
Yes, it is.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
I will.
Jazz vocalist Jonathan Courant will be playing a show tomorrow in HPR's Atherton studio. You can get details of the event and ticket information at hprtickets.org.
To make a phone call, didn't have a dime. I finally found the right place at the wrong time.